You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 24 and 25. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Again, I want you to note here that Jesus did not say that he that prays is he that builds his house on the rock. He said, he that hears the sayings of mine and do it. Obedience to the teachings of Christ is what gives us stability and root in our walk with God. Again, I must say that there is always a danger of overemphasis on prayer. And that is why you have men today who will come on our pulpit and tell us, if you are not praying 10 hours a day, you are not going to get what belongs to you. Of course, that is error and that is heresy. But you see, the problem is that because it is prayer, you can't fault prayer. We need to pray. In fact, part of the things we must obey is that we must pray because Jesus taught us to pray. But we must be very careful to think that this life is about prayer. A lot of people come to me to ask me to pray for them. When I listen to them, I can tell you, brethren, 99.9 of every single person who had come, their problem was not prayer. It was ignorance of the truth. They simply do not know the truth. They simply do not know what the word of God has said about this matter or has said about that matter. And all they are now seeking is prayer. Somehow they just think that prayer is a magical wand that is just going to solve all their problems. Even Jesus didn't solve all our problems with prayers. In fact, he spent most of his time teaching us than praying. He spent his time praying alone. But when it came to teaching, he was teaching people. He devoted his time to teach people. And as I continue to look at the apostles, I discovered that that's what they did. Let me ask you, you know, people love to praise miracles. They say, oh, in the days of Paul, their shadow were healing, this were happening and so on. Can I ask you, if they did not write epistles to teach the church, which we have today, what would we have benefited from all the shadow of Peter that was healing anybody? What profit would that have done to us today? Do you know it would have amounted to nothing? Their legacy was their teaching. Their legacy was the word of God they left for us. That is why we can look at scriptures today. It wasn't the miracle. The miracle is for a moment. The word of God is for a lifetime. Teaching will guide you all through your lifetime. Miracle can be just for a moment, but teaching will guide you for a lifetime. So Jesus said, it is he who is hearing my word who is doing it. So if what you are doing is just going to a place and you are just praying, and they said, this place is prayer camp. We pray here. Even though it is okay to pray, and it is biblical to pray, and we must truly pray. I tell you, brethren, we must equally give serious attention to the word of God. You cannot build anything without obedience to the word of God. It's not just about prayer. You can't just sit and say, I pray that I will marry right. I pray that I will get my marriage right. That prayer is okay. That prayer is good. But if you don't go into the word of God to learn the principles of God's word as to how marriage works, in spite of all that prayer, you may still end up in a terrible marriage. At best, what that prayer will do for you is to also lead you to the Bible, is to lead you to be well taught of the Lord. Brethren, it is important that we hear and that we do. It is then we can be thoroughly built on the rock that is Jesus Christ. May the Lord give you understanding. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.